Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Well, there you go. Last week, Jalen Hurts against the San Diego Chargers. Well, they didn't win the game. They lost 27-24, but he played well. Sheil Kapadia joins us. He covers the NFL for The Athletic. Also does a podcast locally called Birds with Friends. Very sharp guy. Sheil, how are you? Pleasure to talk to you as always.
Doing well, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Now, that cut was about the Eagles offense, but I do want to start with something on the defense. Because you tweeted something this week that was very stark, which was the weekly numbers check in as the Eagles allowed the Chargers to drive to at least the Eagles 27 on every possession. They did not force a punt. They did not have a takeaway or a sack. The defensive line, zero sacks, zero quarterback hits, zero tackles for loss, and they allowed 80% completions for the fifth time this year. I don't even know what question to ask out of that, except that's the ugliest tweet in the history of the world, Sheil. What do we have?
It's ugly, yeah, and it's not just 1 week. I mean, we've been watching it all season long. I mean, I just watch these games and watch the film during the week, and I just wonder, you know, does the opposing quarterback ever sweat when they face the Eagles? Like, did Justin Herbert have to get a workout in after that game because, you know, they didn't really do anything to make him work during the game? And it's just week after week. And so it's just tough for me. It's been a tough defense for me to watch, just like a lot of Eagles fans all season long, because they make it easy on opposing quarterbacks. They're not working to confuse them. They're going through an entire game where the defensive line doesn't get even a quarterback hit on the quarterback. I mean, that to me is unheard of. And so it's just been so passive. We'll see if they switch things up today. You know, that Broncos offensive line could have three backup offensive linemen in the lineup. So, like, this is a week to let's confuse them a little bit. Let's show them different things before the snap. Let's make them think. Let's hit Teddy Bridgewater. We'll see if finally that might be the case today.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same way, Sheil, and I'm looking at it for largely the same reasons. The defense has just been very hard to watch. And, I mean, you mentioned the games you're talking about, the Justin Herbert game, the Brady game, the Carr game. I mean, why don't we just put a red jersey on these quarterbacks? Why don't we just make it like a Wednesday practice? I mean, that's really kind of what it looks like. And, you know, last week, Nick Sirianni after the game, and I'm sure you were there, you were part of the press conference, was asked about the coverage and the fact that they gave up so much underneath and they made it so easy for Herbert and they made it so easy for the Chargers to control the ball. And, you know, Nick says, well, yeah, you know, we probably should have tried to tighten up in the secondary a little bit. That's something we're probably going to talk about. And I'm thinking, you're going to talk about? I mean, where were you at halftime? You know, why are we talking about this after the game? I mean, at halftime, Herbert was 13 for 15 for 160 yards. I mean, this is the conversation you should have been having with Jonathan Gannon at halftime and come out in the second half with a new plan, because you knew what you were doing in the first half didn't work.
And by the way, it's week 9, Ray. I mean, you know, they had 9 weeks, so not even halftime. Where was this in week 3, week 4, when you're seeing opposing quarterbacks do this to you on a week-in, week-out basis? I mean, offenses have gotten so good, quarterbacks have gotten so good, that if you're not disguising stuff, like if a guy like Justin Herbert goes to the line of scrimmage and knows what coverage you're in, you know, you're probably going to be cooked. You know, there are exceptions there when you're facing some of these quarterbacks who have struggled, like a Sam Darnold, and so you'll have a week here and a week there where it looks like, hey, maybe the defense got something figured out. But, I mean, really, their plan A is for their defensive line to dominate these games. and they don't have a plan B. They don't have a plan C. They don't have a plan, you know, that's their plan B and C and D. And so if it doesn't work, they don't really do anything different. And so, yeah, it's just been very frustrating to me. You know, I thought maybe, hey, they didn't practice a lot of this stuff during training camp. But, I mean, basic man coverage is something that Darius Slay has played before, that Steven Nelson has played before. These guys, you know, that's as basic as it gets in the NFL. But it's a matter of making the quarterback hold on to the football a little bit and not just be able to drop back there and go to his first read. I mean, I've never seen these little checkdowns to running backs that are supposed to go for 4 or 5 yards, you rally and you tackle. Against the Eagles, the linebackers are playing so far off the line of scrimmage, these are guaranteed first downs, and yep. You just see it on a weekly basis. And so, you know, we'll see if anything has changed. But really, the defense has really frustrated me as much as I can remember any Eagles defense in a long time.
Sheil Kapadi is our guest. You can follow him on Twitter at Sheil, S-H-E-I-L-K-A-P-A-D-I-A. Let's talk about the other side of the ball. Let's talk about the offense. You wrote a column this week for The Athletic, ranking NFL defenses 1 through 32. You put the Eagles at 20, which seems about right, except their defense now is not what their offense. You rank their offense at 20. Their offense now is not what their offense was a month ago. As a work in progress, how do you consider their offense?
Yeah, this is where I'll give Sirianni some credit. I mean, I don't know what took so long, but you know, they did eventually the last 2 weeks at least say, hey, let's look at our talent. What is a formula that can help us succeed? And so I think they've got a limited ceiling. You know, I think their passive game specifically is going to be limited against really good defense. But what they've done, and as you know, most people know, is you run the football more, you're using play action off of that. And then really they've counted on Jalen Hurst to just make some plays on third down. I mean, there were 4 third downs last week where he just used his legs and scrambled and picked up a first. And so that's the most of any quarterback in a single game all season. And so is that sustainable? You know, do you go into your game plan and say, hey, let's go to the chalkboard and, you know, draw some Jalen Hurts scrambles? No, but when you have a quarterback who has that skill set, you have to take advantage of it. And so I don't think this is something that, you know, for the next 5 years, they're going to be hanging their hat on and it's going to be leading them to a Super Bowl. But when you look at 2021 and you look at the talent you have and the quarterback you have, I do think this is the best way to play and the best way to try to win games. And I know they only scored 24 points last week, but, you know, not to get back on the defense, but their possessions are limited. I mean, when your defense is giving up these 75-play drives every single time, you know, your offensive possessions are going to be a bit limited. And so I think with the possessions they had last week, they did a pretty good job. And I think that's the way you approach this game today also against the Broncos. Run the football, you know, play action off of that. And then Jalen Hurts, hey, if the passing game's not there, go ahead and try to make a play with your life.
After all these decades, the Ray Dinger strategy.
Yeah, my strategy.
Finally getting its due.
Well, you know, Sheil, I really do think that one of the things that they have learned, and I think you're right, I don't know that it's anything that they're looking at as, oh, man, this is the blueprint for the future. I think they're just trying to stabilize the ship for now. But, I mean, one of the things that they're struck upon, which has helped the whole offense and I think helped the quarterback in particular, is just putting them under center. I mean, yeah. I mean, if you do the breakdown from last week and you log the plays where he was in the shotgun versus the plays where he was under center, they averaged about 8 yards a snap on plays where he was under center. They were much more efficient. They ran the ball really well out of that formation, and it set up the obvious play action, which we're now learning that Hurts can execute really well. I mean, if they run a strict play action, like your traditional classic play action where he fakes it and he drops back, stands in the pocket, sets his feet, he sees the field better, and he throws the ball better. I mean, I just think that they're sort of onto something here, that this kid can be a lot more than just that scrambling, run it out of the shotgun formation. He's a guy that can kind of execute the total offense.
Absolutely. And I remember looking at it, I think it was after the first 6 or 7 weeks of the season, they were in shotgun more than even those Chip Kelly offenses that we watched, you know, with the most really of any offense, I think, in the last 20 years. And then all of a sudden, you know, someone said, hey, maybe under center would work, because when they're in the shotgun, their run game, you know, I remember opponents talking about this when they had Chip Kelly, if the back is to one side and you're in shotgun, most of the time that run play is going to go to the other side. And so you get pretty predictable. Now, if Jalen Hurts is under center and the back's behind him, it is less of a tell for opposing defenses. And so I'm totally with you. I think that's helped them. And then play action, yeah, you get the linebackers to come up a little bit with the play fake, and I think it makes for an easier read. You know, a lot of times you might only have two guys, specifically when you're taking those shot plays, it's two guys you're looking at, and you're looking at the safety. Is he going with one guy? All right, I'm throwing it the other way, and vice versa. And so I agree with you. His play action numbers have been really good the last 2 weeks. And again, I don't know what took so long for them to, you know, try some of this out in week eight it was, but at least they found it eventually. And so I'll give them credit for not being overly stubborn and figuring it out eventually that, hey, maybe we can try something new here.
All right, Sheil, let's get your pick for the game today. Eagles, Denver, Broncos, Rocky Mountains. What do you got?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a competitive game. You know, I don't think the Broncos are significantly better than the Eagles, but it goes back to kind of how we started this conversation. You know, and I'm really in prove-it mode with this defense until they can show me that against a competent offense, they can hold up a little bit and make the quarterback feel uncomfortable. I'm going to assume that they can't do that. And so I think it's going to be a tough game, a competitive game, but I've got the Broncos in the end 24-20.
24-20. Sheil Kapadia of The Athletic. You can read him there. Follow him on Twitter at Sheil Kapadia. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Sheil.
What do you think, Ray?
It makes a lot of sense, as he always does. I mean, everything that he said is right. I think the Eagles are going to change defensively. I really do, for the reasons like when we talked last hour. I think that the Broncos have so many issues on their offensive line. And they're playing primarily with backups. They've given up 29 sacks already this year. They aren't a team, and Teddy Bridgewater is not a guy that pushes the ball down the field a lot.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this even Jonathan Gannon, who is, you know, calls a scaredy cat kind of game. There's no question about that. I don't think when he looked at the tapes,
I love that's the name of it. It's the scaredy cat defense.
Yeah, that's what it, that's what I called it.
It's the scaredy cat. Oh, you called it that before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh well, there you go.
Yeah.
Brilliant again.
But I think that
you're very good with these nicknames.
Well, I have a lot of practice.
Yeah, okay.
But I think that when Gannon has studied them this week, I think he sees a lot of the same things he saw with the Lions. Offensive line, not very good. Passing game that doesn't stretch the field a whole heck of a lot. Quarterback that isn't terribly mobile. And so I think he'll feel free to press on the to press the corners, to let the guys play their normal way, the way they want to, the way they want their preferred way to play. He'll bring the other safety up, play one safety high, and blitz some more, and bring pressure on the passer. I think it's set up to be that kind of game. And if they bring the pressure against this offensive line, they'll get to Teddy Bridgewater. And I think that'll be enough to tip the balance.
All right. Let's get to George in Downingtown. George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, what's up, Gwen and Ray?
Good.
The guy, y'all kind of that's what I was talking about. The strength in the draft is the defense. And we need to stop looking for a prototype or quarterback and build a better team. But I'm going to get off that. The guy I would like to see today is my man, Harold Carmichael. And I wanted to ask you, too, there hasn't been a guy that made a difficult catch for Jalen Hurts on this team. And they need a guy to do that for this team to be successful.
I tell you what I would like, Ray. I would like the combo of Harold Carmichael and Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams.
I would like him.
Devontae Adams, I'll take him too.
Excuse me, Devontae Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like a Mutt and Jeff situation going out there?
Yeah.
That would be fun. That's not a bad one with Carmichael. I like it. Thank you for that contribution. Listen, I just like Harold Carmichael. So, and I never lived here when he played. I mean, I saw him on TV, but I don't think I ever saw him play live. It had to be something when Jaws would just throw the ball up in the air and you'd see this 6'8"?
6'8".
6'8" with long arms just reach up there into the trees and catch it.
Yep.
Did they do Hail Marys? I mean, I would think he'd be the best guy in the Hail Mary.
Not too many.
Okay.
Not too many. You know, what they would do is they would do a lot of fade stuff in the red zone, you know, where he would just... You know, they would just lay it up there and let him go up
and
get it.
When's the last time the Eagles ran a successful fade?
Not very often.
No. I think I really believe it goes back. The last time I saw them, I'll give you the nickname and not the name. All he does is catch touchdowns.
Yeah, Chris Carter.
Chris Carter could catch the fade.
Mm-hmm.
That was the 1980s. all those years, I don't think the Eagles have run two successful fade passes.
T.O. got a couple.
Okay. All right. Well, T.O. could do a lot of things.
But, you know, that was T.O. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, Carmichael he is still the tallest receiver ever to play in the NFL.
I know.
I mean, he was when he came out, and that was 40 years ago, and they still haven't had one quite like him.
I love it. Brandon in Brookhaven joins us. A little Sixers talk. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. I have a hypothetical Ben Simmons question to ask you guys. But first, you guys had a contest last week for best sports photo. I'm amazed no one said Miracle on Ice photo. I think that's the best one of all.
You are correct that nobody said it, and you are correct that it would certainly deserve some acclaim. That's cover the Sports Illustrated. A lot of them were, Ray. Is iconic.
Which one? The one at the final buzzer where the guys are all just piled on top of each other on the ice? Yeah, that is a great one.
Yeah, that is. But I have a hypothetical Ben Simmons question to ask you, too. So when the season started, when the Sixers are 100% roster, well, besides Simmons, they played pretty well. They had pretty good team chemistry and all. Let's say Simmons comes back. Yeah, he's going to play a game. If you're in management and Sixers, do you actually play him to try to increase his trade value, or do you just keep him on the bench to keep the team chemistry somewhat better? Because I think he will destroy the chemistry of that team.
Well, I'm going to defer to the man who's been right all along about Ben Simmons, Mr. Raymond Dinger.
Are you proposing that he might actually play a game for the Sixers?
Yeah, he's giving the hypothetical
question.
If he just says, you know, I'm going to try a different strategy.
Oh!
I'm going to go play.
And he comes to you and says, "You know what? I'll play."
Yeah.
well, you know, Brandon, we both know that's not happening, right?
Yeah, I kind of figured it wouldn't, but I figured it'd be fun.
Nothing's impossible. Well, you know,
I mean, who would have thought would be where we are right now? But I cannot foresee any.
They try to force a trade by going the other way.
I can't foresee any scenario in which he would do that. But even if he did, I don't know how, as the Sixers, you could put him in a uniform and put him on the floor. I don't know how you could do that.
No, then you're paying him not to play. It'd be a good strategy by them.
Yeah.
Because they're forcing your hand the other direction.
That's why you got to get rid of him.
Ray,
just get him
as I've said, you've been right all along.
Listen, guys, I'm 100% in agreement with you guys. Just get rid of him. Yeah. So.
All right, Brandon.
But I have a – for as for that player,
yeah.
Ray – I agree with you. Bring back the Kelly Green 1960 jerseys with the silver wings. They're the best ones.
They were.
And I'll take a player from that team, Chuck Benarek, who can play offense and defense.
Well,
and I don't think he will stand
You're going to put Jason Kelsey on the bench?
No, I'll put him on defense.
Okay, that's fine. You don't want to play him on offense. And, you know, Jason Kelsey's the best guy you got.
Yeah, he is.
How many guys on the Eagles right now? I mean, nobody's making the Pro Bowl, right? Not a single person in this team makes the Pro Bowl.
I certainly wouldn't think so.
Okay. I mean, maybe, you know, Darius Slay's the third alternate when the other guys back out or something, or Kelsey. Any
Sippus, your guy.
That's right. That's right. Till next year. When we get the kid from San Diego.
Oh, he's
going to
love
State.
This. He's going to be punting in that thin air up there.
Oh,
man.
Ooh, do I get to
He's going to be kicking it from Denver to Boulder, Colorado today.
If he finishes with 19 under 20 yards, do I get that under
This might actually 20? Work to my advantage. Is in that thin air, the ball will carry more. He won't be killing it inside the 20. He'll think he is, but it's going to carry that extra 5 yards, and now it'll be
a lower
touchback.
Bowl.
Now it'll be a touchback, yeah.
Maybe. All right, we'll take more calls. We will go over some of the games in the league. There are some fun ones today. 215-592-9494. Ray Didger, Glenn Mack now on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly. Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.